שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 390.
Hello, we're reading in the writings of בעל הסולם, where the article, the Arvut, we're going to start from its beginning. You can find our study materials on our sites, the Arvut, as well as Sviva Tova. You can send questions there, live. Whoever asks here in the hall is asked to stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loud and clearly. The Arvut. Rav, please.
The purpose of creation is for all of us to connect. For all of us to connect together and be like Adam, Adam Arishon, as one man and one heart. Even when we have such a great quantity of people, ultimately we need to all connect. It has nothing to do with any particular area on the face of the planet, but on the understanding that we have to be as one man in one heart. That we all belong to the human group, to one man, one Adam. And that will be the end of our development, when all the souls will reconnect into one soul. And that's the purpose of our development. So the Arvut is the final state, the purposeful state we have to reach. It's not that far from us, it's not that difficult, it's not as unrealistic as it might seem. Rather, it all depends on the upper light, the Creator, the extent to which He'll direct us, influence us, so we'll need to connect. So let us read the article. We have additional excerpts in addition to the article. So we'll read the excerpts, the article, whatever you choose, whichever form or order, and think what form do we need to reach,
and
if we can take even the smallest step forward toward it, it's ahead of us and we are facing it.
Ma'amar Arvut, Hemshech mi-Ma'amar Matan Torah.
The Arvut continued from Matan Torah. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Arvut, when all of Israel became visible for one another.
Israel means Israel, Yisrael. We all have to reach one soul. There's nothing to do with nationality or anything else. That has to do with what we know, how we differentiate between people on here on earth. Rather, each and every person who sees himself as belonging to everyone, that everyone is going back to have one feeling in one soul, That person is called Yashar El Israel. In this way we attain the Creator and the connection between us. And this is the purpose of creation, although for thousands of years humanity was in a state that's opposite connection. But we've reached a point, as Kabbalists say, with the advantage of light from darkness, or from the lack of connection, from the separation between us, we now have to come to a state where we all connect.
Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself, as explained in the article Matan Torah.
That is why we don't relate ourselves to any nation or any group, but instead there is a special group that is gradually being built from all the people in the world. Because its members wish to reach connection, and by that to uphold, to keep the thought of creation, to connect as one man and one heart.
This means that each and everyone in Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. And once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before.
Meaning after the friends, once the friends want to connect in such a way that there's no difference between them, they all understand that what they need is to be connected, they begin to feel the general desire, the general soul, the collective soul that exists in them, to such an extent that through that they understand, they feel, they participate in this power that clothes in them, that was revealed in them, which is the upper force called the Creator. And then they truly become a part of it. That's why they're called Israel Yashar El, straight to the Creator.
Since
in this mutual arvut, each member of the nation was, once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do, with this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded with by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready for to provide for him.
Meaning, they discover that their quantity is complete. In each one, there's a special soul, and these souls unite into a soul a single soul called Adam. Why is it called Adam? Because he resembles the Creator from the word Dome.
For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
But
only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation, only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care or concern.
However,
while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, permeated with self-love. Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of the foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them.
Meaning, by connecting, they begin to feel how they are being filled, since each one becomes like a conduit to fill the other, a pipe. And then the ability to feel not oneself, but the entire collective, opens up all of nature, all the forces in nature, so that one can feel in place of himself the upper force.
Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself, he is unfit to even begin to observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. Thus, you evidently find that the giving of the Torah had to be delayed until they came out of Egypt and became a nation on their own, meaning when all their needs were provided for by themselves, independently of others. This qualified them to receive the above arvut, and then they were given the Torah.
The Torah is the general law of all of reality, of all the other laws we are learning about through, let's say, science, physics, chemistry, biology, zoology, doesn't matter what. All in all, we begin to reveal or discover this law completely. It's revealed in us, and especially in the connection between us.
It turns out that even after the reception of the Torah, if a handful from Israel betray and return to the filth of self-love without consideration of others, that same amount of need that is put in the hands of those would burden each one in Israel with the need to provide for themselves, because those few will not pity them at all.
And to the extent that we're separate, we cannot grasp the general law completely. We're all connected, all the parts in nature, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, especially all the people. And that's what's weighing on us and doesn't let us understand what is the purpose of life, the purpose of our existence, of all of humanity, of all of nature.
The
fulfillment of the mitzvah of loving one's friend will be prevented from the whole of Israel. Thus, these rebels cause those who observe the Torah to remain in their filth of self-love, for they will not be able to engage in the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, and complete their love of others without their help.
Meaning, those who don't keep the love of God or keeps it incompletely, this general connection, he causes harm to himself and to others, this separation, and it will be felt in each and every one.
You therefore see that all of Israel are responsible for one another, both on the positive side and on the negative side.
Meaning, ultimately, all of humanity will have to reach the revelation of the Creator, the upper force, the one, unique and unified in nature. And this is the purpose of our development.
On the positive side, if they keep the Arvut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and mitzvot, meaning to bring contentment to their Maker. On the negative side, if a part of the nation does not want to keep the Arvut, but to wallow in self-love, they cause the rest of the nation to remain immersed in their filth and lowliness without finding a way out of their filth.
As much as each one can keep the law of Arvut, connect with others and be together with them in one system, accordingly he will feel the uniqueness of nature. He will identify with, connect with, and cleave to the upper force of nature, and thus reach the complete purpose of his existence. Questions? Thus far. None. Good. In conclusion, coming to the state of Arvut is the purpose of the development of humanity. We'll have to reach it no matter what. It is in nature. And nature is exerting on us the law of Arvut. Gradually, more and more, it obligates us to develop accordingly.
Ken.
I heard that each needs to be like a pipe.
Yes, because we're all connected. And we need to open up the connections between us, which are like pipes that carry the feeling of that connection between us, so that we all become one system.
What do I need to open to be a pipe?
A
good attitude toward the others, to be connected to them, in a way where each one gives to the others his desire to be in one system.
Yes.
We have women questions?
Yes. Go ahead.
Исполнить заповедь в полном объеме. О какой добавке здесь говорится?
To fill the commandment in its complete measure. What are we talking about here?
The complete connection between everyone, between each one and everyone. That is what is required of us, of all of us, of every person in the world.
Рав, я услышала то, что вы сказали.
Рав, I heard you said.
Не исполняет или выполняет поручительство не в полной мере.
Whoever doesn't observe the Arvut fully
защищает,
brings separation inwards, and we all feel it.
Когда я ищу разделение, я же могу только к себе отнести то, что я не дорабатываю в поручительстве.
But when I feel separation, I could think that only I.
We're talking about keeping the general law of nature, we're approaching, and that eventually we'll have to keep it. And that's it. And to the extent that each and everyone is not keeping it yet, relative to the others, he will feel a lesser degree. And it will obligate him to feel, to keep it in full.
Item 18. Therefore, the Tana described the Arvut as two people who were on a boat. Then one of them began to drill a hole in the boat. His friend said, "Why are you drilling?" He replied, "Why should you mind? I am drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat." Meaning, as we said, since those rebels wallow in self-love, by their actions, they build an iron wall that prevents the observers of the Torah from even beginning to fully observe the Torah and mitzvot in the measure of words, love your friend as yourself, which is the ladder for achieving adhesion with him. Indeed, how right were the words of the proverb that said, "Fool, we will both drown together in the boat."
In other words, and as long as we don't keep the law of Arvut fully, we will suffer according to our level of development. And we will need to keep it nevertheless, either from the positive side of things or the negative side of things. But ultimately, we have no choice in the matter. We are forced to keep such connection between us so that everyone feels everyone else and we all feel ourselves as cells in one body.
Item 19.
Rabbi Elazar, bno
Rabbi Elazar, son of Rashbi, clarifies the matter of Arvut even further. It is not enough for him that all of Israel be responsible for one another, but the whole world is included in the Arvut. Indeed, there is no dispute here, for everyone admits that initially it is enough to begin with one nation for the observance of the Torah, meaning for the beginning of the correction of the world, as it was impossible to begin with all the nations at once. It is as they said that the Creator went with the Torah to every nation and tongue, and they would not receive it. In other words, they were immersed in the filth of self-love to their necks, some in adultery, some in robbery and murder, and so on, until it was impossible to even conceive in those days, to even ask if they agreed to retire from self-love. Therefore, the Creator did not find a nation or a tongue qualified to receive the Torah except for the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose ancestral merit reflected upon them. As our sages said, the fathers observed the whole Torah even before it was given. This means that because of the exaltedness of their souls, they could attain all the ways of the Creator with respect to the spirituality of the Torah, which stems from their dvekut with Him, without first needing the latter of the practical part of the Torah, which they had no possibility of observing at all.
This means that there were several developed people in history. We don't know them that much. Those were Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were able to keep the Arvut, and they were the first to observe it. And everything that was clarified to them, they gifted to humanity or delivered to humanity. Next.
Undoubtedly, both the physical purity and the mental exaltedness of our holy fathers greatly influenced their sons and their sons' sons, and their righteousness reflected upon that generation whose members all assumed that sublime work, and each and every one stated clearly, we will do and we will hear.
Meaning we'll keep all the laws of connection required of us by nature. So we can be inside nature as one man in one heart. Truly be connected internally between us.
Because of this, we were chosen out of necessity to be a chosen people from among all nations. Hence, only the members of the Israeli nation were admitted into the required Arvut, and not the nations of the world at all, since they did not participate in it. This is the plain reality, so how could Rabbi Elazar dispute it?
Meaning there was only a small group that was ready to connect among them in a way called Arvut, where each one wanted to approach the others differently. Just like in one body, we are cells, interconnected cells. This group took upon itself to be Israel Yashael, a group aimed at reaching the degree of the Creator. Return, O children of Israel, until the Lord your God. And that is why the Creator took care of them and wanted to help them climb all the way to His degree. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Rab, ¿cuál es la raíz espiritual de ser una nación?
Rab, what is the spiritual root of a nation? And how will Bnei Baruch become that nation?
each and everyone in the world, each one who has a desire and understanding that we must reach the connection between us, so each one from the people in the world is called Yesha El Israel. It doesn't depend on where he was born, to which mother and father, in which group, rather each one belongs only according to his inner desire. A person who discovers such a tendency in his heart is called, according to this tendency, Yesha El Israel. And from such people, ultimately we connect to greater and greater masses, and humanity keeps moving between families and troubles and problems, but ultimately it needs to reach connection. So all of us would be connected into one body, as one man in one heart.
Рав, скажите, в начале статьи мы говорили о народе Израиль, других народах, даровании Торы.
At the beginning of the article, we talked about the nation of Israel and other nations and the giving of the Torah.
Внутри нас, да, в наших ощущениях это.
Да.
Потом.
That's inside of us, in our feelings.
Уже в взаимоотношениях внутри десятки, внутри нашей мировой группы, о поручительстве между нами.
Later, we talked about the relations in the ten inside of our world group and the arvut between us.
О мире, да, что мы все в мире также взаимосвязаны.
Да.
And then it talks about the mutual connection within the whole world. So the question
is,
we see here the principle of the individual and the collective being equal. How should we be working on all levels? Or is it enough for us to work on one level and everything else will be corrected?
Everything we can do is to be connected and to grow the connections between us gradually to such an extent that we feel each other close by. So close until we're as if incorporated in it. In this way, we repeat the principle that in the world exists only one system, one Adam, one man.
My question is about dissemination. The dissemination of the connections between us, what we felt in the convention, what we built between us. That's what we need to concentrate on and should pass on to others?
Yes.
Спасибо, Раф. Как я понял, в своем ответе Орону вы сказали, что нужно мне передать желание связи другим.
Показать всем необходимость быть взаимосвязанными в хороших отношениях настолько, что мы становимся как бы одним общим целым.
As much as we can to show everyone the necessity for being connected in a good way until we become one whole, a soul, a cell in one body.
How can I intensify that desire, increase it?
For that we gather in tens, greater and greater groups, we learn, we invite upon us this general energy that connects us and influences us so that gradually we become one whole.
Мы не видим и не чувствуем пока.
Но мы pass to others through channels that I don't see.
We can't see and can't feel it for the time being. But we depend on one another. We are connected. We can give it to one another. That's what we learn.
No. Еще один вопрос, и все.
One question, and that's it.
Punto 18 está escrito los que se quiten.
Point 18.
Como cada día tenemos que recordar que ponemos este yugo en nosotros, sobre nosotros.
It is written about those who burden people who. How can we take upon ourselves this burden of the people who are problematic?
It depends on our mutual concern, where we all wish to be connected and influence the friends, so that no one will forget about it, no one will stray from our general goal. That's it.
Dudi. Item
20. At the end of the correction of the world will be only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work, as it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one.
We have to come to a state where we're all connected to such an extent that the upper force, the general force in nature, rules over us, connects us, he develops us, and we feel that we are in it, we exist in it, and we develop until the complete state, final state. No. We include all of it in us, and it includes us in it.
The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto him. But the role of Israel toward the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers toward the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah. For were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations. So it is upon the Israeli nation through Torah and Mitzvot to qualify itself and all people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is Dvekut with him.
Those people who feel that they need to take upon themselves this connection between them to be as one man and one heart, they also need to publicize it among the other people in the world, so that all over the world everyone will understand and will feel that this is the purpose of creation. Of course, it's not up to human power to do it, but the Creator, the upper force in nature, spreads in such a way and covers all of us and connects all of us.
אשר כל מצווה ומצווה
Thus, each and every mitzvah that each person from Israel performs in order to bring contentment to one's maker and not for any reward and self-love helps to some extent with the development of all the people of the world. This is because it is not done at once, but by a slow, gradual development until it increases to such a degree that it can bring all the people in the world to the desired purity. And this is what our sages call shifting the balance to merit, meaning that the necessary weight of purity has been achieved. They compared it to weighing on a scale where the shifting of the balance is the achievement of the desired weight.
Meaning, we need to develop until everyone, each and everyone, will be able to be impressed by others, to incorporate in others, and in this way, all of us will discover that we belong to a new society. A new society where each one cares about everyone else, and the Creator, the upper force, fills us and we live inside of Him. Okay.
Item
21. There are questions.
No, Ken, no.
Вы сейчас говорили, что заботимся обо всех.
Амарта акшав шедоагим лекулам.
Вот это забота о уровне действий,
она более-менее понятна.
A concern that's expressed in action is kind of clear, also even on the level of words. We have the rules of the group, we see the examples of the friends. We can learn how to do this. How is this expressed in feelings and intentions?
It's actually simpler. Everything is done by the Creator. All the thoughts, feelings, they're all controlled by Him. And that's why we advance.
It's
time a little bit.
We wanted
to take bigger steps, but for the time being, we can't digest them internally. Nevertheless, our time is special when we go from passive state to an active one.
Item 21. These are the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who said that the world is judged by its majority. He was referring to the role of the Israeli nation to qualify the world for a certain measure of purity until they are worthy of taking upon themselves his work, no less than Israel were worthy at the time they received the Torah. In the words of our sages, it is considered that they had attained enough virtues to overcome the side of sin, which is the filthy self-love. If the side of merit, which is the sublime attainment of the benefit of loving others, transcends the filthy side of sin, they become qualified for the decision and the agreement to say, we will do and we will hear, as Israel said. But before they obtain sufficient merits, self-love will certainly prevail and they will refuse to assume his burden. Our sages said, he who performs one mitzvah is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. This means that an individual from Israel finally adds his own part to the final decision, as one who weighs sesame seeds and adds them one by one to the scale until the balance shifts. Certainly, everyone takes part in this shifting, for without him, the sentencing would never be completed. Similarly, it is said about the acts of an individual from Israel that he sentences the whole world to the side of merit. This is because when the matter ends, and the whole world has been sentenced to the side of merit, each and every one will have a share in this shifting. For were it not for his actions, the shifting would have been deficient. Thus you find that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rashbi, does not dispute the words of our sages that all of Israel is responsible for one another. Rather, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, speaks of the correction of the whole world in the future, whereas our sages speak of the present, when only Israel have taken upon themselves the Torah.
Meaning, this law of Arvut has to spread across all of humanity. Eventually, everyone has to accept it and become as one nation. And not as it started with few people. So we too should think how to publicize this matter between everyone all over the world.
And
there's no doubt that ultimately the Creator only needs our vessels so we can help him, seemingly, across all over the earth. Questions?
No.
Рараф, а вот заслуги праотцов Якова и Авраама, они как-то...
The merit of the fathers.
Does
that automatically come to us because we're in the system of Адам Аришон?
Они есть перед всеми.
Yeah, everything is before everyone, it belongs to everyone.
Fotoğraf. Değerli Rav, tüm evren bir sistemin içinde yer alarak yaratıldı. Ve cansız, bitkisel, hayvansal, konuşan nitelikleriyle yaratıcı sistemi birbiriyle birleştirici olarak yarattı ve hepsinde bir geçiş hattı var. Konuşan seviye bu geçişin neresinde?
Good morning, Rav. The whole universe is built out of one system, still vegetative animal in speaking. And there are transitional points between all those degrees. Where is the degree of speaking in this article?
The point of the speaking degree does not belong to the animate level. The animate level exists in our corporeal bodies, but the speaking point belongs to the soul, to our spirit. That is why we need to try and raise ourselves to this degree, through the connection between us, against our ego, with the help of the Creator. And this connection on the speaking degree, the Creator does it.
Piramide en üst olarak seviyede görüyoruz. Ve bu piramit bütün galaksileri içine alan bir küre içinde olarak yaratıldıysa ve bu sistem birbirine dahilse, yani bizler de o sistemin içinde isek, yani biz de şu anda tam olarak biz ne yapıyoruz?
If the degree of speaking is at the peak of this pyramid in the universe, in the circle, and we are living inside this system, and if everything depends on one another and includes everything, what exactly are we doing?
That's the whole thing about the article, the Arvut. It explains to us how much we have to be connected between us. And so in that connection we can attain such connection called Arvut, Hadadit, mutual guarantee, mutual responsibility. And in it we'll be able to feel the uniqueness of creation. And the unifying aspect of creation.
No.
Toda Rav. Bonjour, chers amis. Combien pèse une bonne action face à une
mauvaise action? Hello, friends. What is the measure of a good deed in the balance on the scales? Compared to a bad deed.
We need to, in the end, through good and bad actions, reach an understanding of the system and try to tip the scales of the system to the side of good, of connection.
Otkaf bet. Vezeu.
Item 22. And this is what Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, quotes from the writing, "One sinner destroys much good." It has already been explained in item 20 that the impression that comes to a person when engaging in mitzvot between man and the Creator is completely the same as the impressions he gets when engaging in mitzvot between man and man.
Ki kol ha-mitzvot mechuyav la'asotam lishma.
Since one is obliged to perform all the mitzvot lishma, without any hope for self-love, meaning that no light or hope returns to him through his trouble in the form of reward or honor, etc., here, at this exalted point, the love of the Creator and the love of His friend unite and actually become one. In this manner, one affects a certain measure of advancement on the ladder of love for others in all the people of the world in general. Since that degree which that individual caused by his actions, whether large or small, ultimately joins the future in shifting the world to the side of merit. Since his share has been added and joins the shift. As written in item 20, in the allegory about the sesame seeds, one who commits one sin, meaning he cannot overcome and conquer his filthy self-love, and therefore steals or does something of the sort.
Meaning we'll need to observe the law of Arvut that exists throughout nature in a complete form.
He sentences himself and the whole world to the side of sin. This is because with the disclosure of the filth of self-love, the lowly nature of creation is reinforced.
Thus,
he takes away a certain amount from the sentencing to the final side of merit. Like a person removing from the scale that single sesame seed his friend had put there. Thus, to that extent, he slightly elevates the side of sin. It turns out that he regresses the world, as they said, one sinner destroys much good. Because he could not overcome his petty lust, he pushed the spirituality of the whole world backward.
Questions?
No. Ken. Microphone. מצד השני.
Рав, вопрос от десятки. Когда собирается десятка, она должна ставить себе цель прийти к любви ближнему и к поручительству.
When the ten gathers, it has to have the goal to reach love of others and arvut. Is that its right to exist?
Теперь понятно, для чего мы делаем всех на десятки. Ken.
Now it's clear why we're dividing in tens. The lady in red.
Merhaba sevgili Rav. Onun sorusu. Çalışmada Arvut koşulunda bu zamanki dostlarımızla bağ kuruyoruz. Hem de geçmiş zamandaki atalarımızla mı bağ kuruyoruz?
Good morning, Rav. At that time when we learn in our generation the condition of Arvut, are we building a connection not just between us but also with our fathers?
Build the connection not just between us or with our forefathers, but with everyone, all over the world, with all the created beings, although we don't feel it yet. It's not revealed yet, but we are already in it. We are constructing it. All these connections already pass through us.
Мужчины не хотят спрашивать, кто там из женщин.
Okay, the men don't want to ask, only women.
No.
Guten Morgen, lieber Rav. Guten Morgen, liebe Freunde.
Good morning, beloved Rav and friends.
Ja, dazu uns zu verbinden und uns sagen, Referenten und Donnie zu übernehmen. Was können wir tun, um echte Verantwortung für die Freunde und in die Gruppe zu übernehmen?
In our regular life, we tend to not take responsibility for our things. What can we do to take true responsibility for the friends in the group?
For friends in the group, we need to be in arvut, mutual responsibility, where as much as we can be connected correctly between us in mutual help, by that we help everyone be in a complete system. And everyone would feel this tendency for connection. So only in such a way where we're connected together, the system works smoothly, correctly, and it keeps us in a good state, in the correct state.
Tov, ani lo roe.
Okay. Can't see anything special.
No. Ken.
Здравствуйте. Если я нарушаю арвут в своей группе, что происходит с моей...
If I breach the arvut in the group, what happens with my friends?
You deny them your help. All of them together and each one of them.
И получаешь это в отрицательном виде.
And accordingly, you
для того, чтобы
lose everything you had to give to them and you take it upon yourself negatively. This is for you to understand how incorrectly you acted.
What do we need to do to correct that?
Кардинально исправить свое отношение к группе.
To change your attitude to the group drastically, most importantly, and feel as if you're completely dependent on the group and the group depends on you.
Can I
ask another question?
Что они выполнили закон поручительства?
You talked about our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who observed the law of Arvut.
These are, in essence, spiritual forces. But it doesn't matter, I'm listening.
How did they observe the law of Arvut? Can you give an example?
No, you understand it also. It's too early for that. We need to develop some more.
Как нам понять,
good morning,
на
dear Rav.
Мы кладем зернышко?
How will we be able to understand what scale of merit we're putting our sesame seed?
Негативного действия оказывается очень положительное воздействие.
Because many times after some negative action, there's ramifications or changes that are positive. Should we understand where we're putting the sesame, or is the intention what matters?
Most important are our efforts. The efforts for general connection.
В этом мы должны чувствовать взаимную помощь, поддержку от товарищей.
We have to feel this mutual help and support from the friends. That's it.
Здравствуйте, учитель. Известно, что врага лучше знать в лицо, чтобы проще бороться с ним было.
It's best to know your enemy in order to battle him.
Who are those
troublemakers who compel the observers of Torah to be strengthened?
Которые мы все любим.
Where we all love them, we don't want to get rid of them.
И вот как не упускать, отслеживать их, чтобы они тут очень строго написано, что они не пощадят никого.
How to identify them? It's written here very sharply.
Связи между собой в группе с товарищами.
Only if we will have clear connection between us in the group with the friends. And then we'll be able to identify those qualities inside of us and disconnect from them.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Потребность поручительстве в общей системе — это одно активное.
The need for a root in the general system.
Исправление на каждое грязное желание.
Is it one active vessel, or are these many vessels that are corrected upon the filthy desire?
Many vessels.
Good morning, dear Raf. What does it mean to keep the arvut fully according to our level of development? What's the relation between this development and the full keeping of the arvut?
Arvut, mutual responsibility, is the web of connections between us, where we're all connected everyone to everyone, like the parts in the body, like organs in the body that are connected. Similarly, we have to be interconnected in order to feel all of creation inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to strive to reach that.
There are more full arvuts according to the order of development.
Yeah, 125
degrees of spiritual development. Each and every degree, we have to keep it, the arvut.
No.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот обычно в группах все время говорят о поручительстве как о законе вперед тянущем, а о том.
We usually talk in the groups about something called arvut, that something that pulls you forward.
Между нами.
But when Bala Salam talks about this great responsibility between us,
но не применяется. Но ведь без этого без ответственности.
We talk about this, but it doesn't exactly get observed this way.
Не справляется с мелкими страстями.
Without responsibility, no one will have the forces and not be able to succeed to even overcome small lusts. Where will I have the forces? If I won't be responsible, if my friends don't tell me, you're drilling a hole now.
Everything you say is correct. That's what we have to do. I don't know what's happening in the tens. We're not learning about it now.
Каждый человек хочет быть как праведник.
I want to ask something else. Each wants to be a righteous and say that yes, we do need the support. We need to give forces.
Никто не решается, например.
But to tell a friend that you're with for a long time, no one will do that thing. To say you are breaching the arvut.
У нас в группах мы разбираем общую методику, общую теорию.
My dear, we're not scrutinizing what's happening concretely in the groups, in specific examples, rather only the general system, the theory. And what happens in the group? Say no. Later, these are practical things.
Поехали.
אות כף גימל.
Item 23.
מדברים היטב.
With these words, we clearly understand what we said above in item 5 about the Torah being given specifically to the Israeli nation. Because it is certainly and unequivocal that the purpose of creation lies on the shoulders of the whole of the human race, black or white or yellow, without any essential difference. But because of the descent of human nature to the lowest degree, which is the self-love that rules over all of humanity without restraint, there was no way to negotiate with them and persuade them to agree to take upon themselves even as a mere promise to exit their narrow world into the wide spaces of the love of others.
Meaning that everyone, if they disagree, they will have to agree. The fact that we need to reach mutual guarantee, mutual responsibility all over humanity.
The exception was the Israeli nation because they were enslaved in the savage kingdom of Egypt, 400 years in horrible torments. Our sages said, as salt sweetens meat, agony polishes one's sins. This means that they bring to the body great purification. In addition, the purification of their holy fathers assisted them. As said in item 16, which is the most important, as some of the verses of the Torah testify. Because of these two forewords, they were qualified for it. This is why the text refers to them in singular form, as it is written, and Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend, as we have shown above in the meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and became one heart and one man, for only then were they qualified to receive the Torah.
There's nothing to do, nothing else to do. We were created in such a way that we are disconnected from one another. Even more than that, each one is looking at the other and just wishes to swallow whatever exists in the other. We need to reach the opposite form, where each one is willing to help the other with everything they've got. This development from minus to plus, is something we have to go through here in our lives in this world right now. There are no questions on that. Everyone so quiet.
Но
что такое великое очищение?
Великое очищение.
What is this great feeling?
Истребление собственного эгоизма.
Big feeling. This great feeling is the use of.
Подъем над собственным эгоизмом.
It's a destruction of the individual ego, not to destroy it, but rather rise above it.
It's unclear.
Rising above the individual ego. All those thoughts, all those egoistic thoughts and desires I reveal in me, I can only rise above them.
Where
am I rising above to?
You're rising to the degree of bestowal and love.
Да.
Рав, בוקר טוב. האם המטרה היא להעביר את כל הסומסומים?
Good morning, Rav. Is the purpose to move all the sesame seeds to the scale of merit?
Yes.
Why in the first stage we need to scrutinize and differentiate the desires of what are called Yashar El, direct to the Creator? Why, in order to move the sesame seeds to the scale of merit, we need first some ship, some, like some closed vessel that's only direct to the Creator is there.
Otherwise, we can't develop or we'll drown in the ocean. We need to be, as you say, closed in the belly of the boat.
He doesn't explain what those evildoers are doing, just that we need to differentiate, divide, and do this work in stages.
Yeah.
So the right attitude is all that matters.
Correct.
No,
keep going.
ולפיכך, מתוך הכרח האמור, ניתנה תורה לאומה הישראלית, גזע אברהם, יצחק ויעקב.
One second. Thus, because of the above necessity, the Torah was given specifically to the Israeli nation, solely to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For it was inconceivable that any stranger would take part in it. Yet, because of this, the Israeli nation had been constructed as a sort of gateway by which sparks of purity would flow onto the entire human race throughout the world. And these sparks multiply daily, like one who gives to the treasure, to the treasurer, until they are filled sufficiently, meaning until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others. For then, they will know how to shift the balance to the side of merit and will place themselves under his burden, and the side of sin will be eradicated from the earth.
That means that eventually, through the efforts between us, we need to reach a system where we will all be connected together in the ties of Avut. Avut meaning that each one is in guarantee towards his friend. And in this way, we will reach a net of connection between us to be in one soul. Next. 25.
Item 25. Now, there remains to complete what we have said in the previous article, Matan Torah, item 16, about the reason that the Torah was not given to the fathers, since the mitzvah, the commandment, love your friend as yourself, the axis of the whole Torah, and around which all the mitzvot, the commandments, revolve, so as to clarify and interpret it, cannot be observed by an individual, but only through the prior consent of an entire nation. This is why it took until they came out of Egypt to become worthy of observing it. When they were first asked if each and every one in the nation agreed to take that mitzvah upon himself, and once they agreed to it, they were given the Torah. However, there still remains to clarify where we find in the Torah that the children of Israel were asked that question and that they agreed to it prior to the receiving of the Torah.
That question, Bala Sulam remains with that question, but up to here, up to this question. Questions? Yes, Olin?
It says
he agreed to take upon himself this mitzvah, this commandment.
Yeah.
That person who agrees to take on himself the commandment of avut, mutual responsibility, is he not immersed in the nature of self-reception to begin with?
Of course he is.
So how can he agree?
Because the upper light shines upon him and gives him a second nature.
And what did he do in order to merit it?
Or, as he writes, it depends on the purity of their soul, of those specific people that were rewarded for this, or that they worked on it in a very difficult way.
What is the work?
Coming close to one another above their egos. Okay.
Ken.
Yeah.
Buongiorno Rav. La domanda è di Ita 1 e di Giovanni.
A question from Ita 1 from Giovanni.
Abbiamo letto come l'intera nazione all'unanimità.
In the excerpt we read the whole nation unanimously said, we will do and we will hear. When speaking of unanimously, for everyone together, is it everyone together in the heart?
From one heart. That they're so connected between their hearts that they're speaking from the heart together. From one common heart. All right?
Ken, madam.
Yes, madam.
Good evening. Good morning, sorry.
Morning.
In corporeality, if I guarantee someone if they are in debt, then I have to pay if they fail to pay the loan. In Avut, what exactly are we guaranteeing for the friends?
In the spiritual guarantee, Arvut, we are in guarantee that each one is willing to incorporate in the others in order for them to have a connection of Arvut. And in that connection, they can bestow to the Creator and reveal Him, and by that give Him contentment.
Okay, so if my friend fails to do that, what then should we do for the friends?
You need to feel it from within the Arvut, what you can do for her, and maybe instead of her, or together with her.
Okay, so it seemed to me like Avut puts us in a state of constant service towards the friend.
Correct.
Then that means our work, the greatest work that we can do is be servant to our friends.
Nachon.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ken Bachurjam.
Yes, sir, over there.
¿En qué momento la luz de la Torá entra en nuestras almas?
At what moment does the light of Torah enter our souls?
In which moment?
At what moment the light of Torah permeates our souls?
The moment we're connected between us, on that minimum level at least. It's not one person, but at least two. And that they are willing to be in Arvut one towards the other. Now it's starting to come closer, to be more felt in which way our system has to be, in which form it has to be connected. And when we feel the revelation of the Creator in the connection of Arvut between us.
Gracias, maestro.
Yove.
Good.
No, tishale.
Well, ask.
Благодарю, учитель. Когда у человека получается, точнее, когда Творец позволяет человеку приподняться над своими эгоистическими желаниями?
When does the Creator allow a person to rise above his egoistic desires?
When a person asks from the Creator in such a way, and the Creator can't turn his back on him anymore, Then he answers the person.
Что человек вот должен ощутить, увидеть в этом мгновение ока?
What should one feel or see at that moment?
Готов служить его и войти.
The Creator is willing to listen and go into a connection with him.
Ты уже спрашивала, а вот она еще нет.
You already asked, but she didn't yet.
Ну-ну, ты.
You, yeah.
Раф, у меня пропал голос.
Ничего, мы услышим.
I lost my voice.
Слава дал таблетку, пока не помогло.
Ну, то Слава gave me a pill, but it hasn't worked yet. Yesterday, we visited the graves of Kabbalists.
They went to Hebron? Mm. Oh, Tiberius, okay.
Их заслуги не пропали.
Ну, конечно, их заслуги не пропали.
Their merits did not go away, did not disappear.
Of course, the merits didn't disappear because you are immersed in them.
In other words, we must continue this path.
Yes.
You
said to a friend yesterday that there is no difference between the avut, the mutual responsibility, and the law, love your friend as yourself.
Right.
Afterwards, you said that we are already ready and the end of correction is close.
It only depends on us. Yep.
You will not leave us.
Me?
С вами будет все хорошо.
What do you mean? I'm not going anywhere. Everything's going to be fine with you. There's a Creator. He brought you here. And He's going to lead you onward. What am I? I'm a little helper.
Все будет в порядке, я вас уверяю.
Что такое квартира?
Everything's gonna be okay, I promise.
Когда мы все вместе объединяемся в одном сердце.
When we all connect together as one heart. We need to come back
to
that image called Adam.
Объединиться вот так, чтобы мы чувствовали только вот это. Адам.
We'll connect to such an extent that we'll only feel that. Адам. That we're all together.
Сделаем. Спасибо.
Let's do it together.
We will. Thanks for reminding us.
Дуди, мой
Отказан. Дуди, what's up with you?
Item 26?
Yeah.
Item 26. Bear in mind that these matters are evident to every educated person in the invitation that the Creator had sent to Israel through Moses prior to the reception of the Torah. It is as it is written, now if you surely listen to my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be a skula, a virtue or pure unto me from among all the people, for all the earth is mine, and you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you will say to the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and set before them all these words which the Lord had commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord had said, we will do. And Moses reported the words of the people unto the Lord.
Yes, this is already the second half of the article, where Baal HaSulam explains it more in depth. there's not really there's not too much to pick in here too much. And we've already gone through at least half a lesson.
Yeah, we can move to the next part. We have a Shamati article.
So let's do that.
Let's sing a song together and move to the next part.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere in un mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il regalo più bello che ho. Leman achai verai, leman achai verai, leman achai achai verai, leman achai verai, leman achai verai, adam rana shalom bach.
Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo, brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché in quell'amico che cammina con te.
Leman achai verai, leman achai achai verai, adam rana shalom bach, leman achai verai, leman achai verai, leman achai achai verai, adam rana shalom bach. Stagione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai verai, le malachai verai, le malachai achai verai, adabra la shalom ba. Le malachai verai. Hi, Bella.